business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've got a great show here for you today. It's going to be absolutely awesome. We're going to talk about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge with my good friend Mike Mandich. We're also going to talk about Christie's House, where they help our young people here in the community with surviving sexual abuse. And then we're going to talk in the second half of the hour with our friends from the Arsenault Family Office. We're going to see about what their plans in real estate are for 2017. So stay with us. It's going to be a rocking show. Wanda, what's going on out there? Got anything up there? Anybody call in? No? All right. Well, then we're going to go to break.
Not yet.
We're going to go to break, and we're going to come right back. So, Wanda, take it away. All right, I am a happy dude. Of course I'm a happy dude. Listen, hey, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, you know? You even get red cap service where they come and pick you up with your car. The whole thing is fabulous. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I promise you'll be happy.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're getting ready to talk with the folks from Christie House, but before we do, I know Dan Summers is called in. Dan's got something hot he's working on. He couldn't wait to share. Dan, give it to me, babe.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. So, you know, Dan, you're the CEO of IHT, you're Florida's premier crowdfunding site for real estate, and I know that you're working on a transaction that is very appealing. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, Jim. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for last week's terrific show. It was fabulous, and we're still returning phone calls from your listeners, even as late as today.
Wow.
But I want to call you tonight and let you know that your listeners know that one of our clients, Sweetwater Assisted Living here in Jacksonville, asked us to close their offering out this week. Sweetwater is a residential assisted living facility here in Jacksonville. They asked us what it would take to get their deal sold out overnight, knowing that we're only about $100,000 in equity from the goal line.
Wow.
Jim, I got to tell you, I threw out a crazy number, and they agreed to it.
Whoa.
So, Jim, we've been approved to offer a 28% annualized return on investment to any of your listeners who will invest in this deal with as little as a $10,000.
Wow.
It's an amazing. That's Carter-era returns, if you remember back in 1982.
You just showed how old you are, man.
Right.
Hey, so indeed. Listen, how do people get a hold of you to get in on that investment with giving a 28%, a huge yield?
Huge, Jim. Just go to ihtrealty.com and register to review the offering and pledge. You don't need to commit, but pledge if you like the deal. Or, even better, call me directly at 904-501-7693. That's 904-501-7693.
You know, Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and bringing these opportunities to my clients. I'm hoping that you'll have another hot deal for us next week. Promise you'll call back with a good one.
Bet on it, buddy. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate having you on now. Now we're going to go to Claudia Kitchens. Claudia is the CEO of Christie House. She provides leadership and oversight to successfully fulfill the Christie House mission, which is to provide the highest quality therapeutic services and care coordinations for victims of sexual assault and sex trafficking here in Miami-Dade County. This is a really big issue, and I want to welcome Claudia to the show. Claudia, welcome. And before we even get started, thank you for all the people that are listening that are already going, oh my God, I got to talk to her people about this.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for the opportunity to be here to talk a little bit more about sexual abuse and commercial exploitation of children.
Yeah, I know. And in fact, we have the pastors over on the other station. They took your card. They're up in Miami Gardens. Tell me a little bit about what's going on, because all you really see is I guess you don't even know that they're victims. You just see these faces across the internet, for instance. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's one of the two areas that we focus on, and that's commercial sexual exploitation of children. It's happening. Miami is the number two city in the country for trafficking of young people. It's primarily young women, but it is both men and women. And it's happening on the back pages of the internet. It's happening in hotels, and it's happening on the street.
Now, how do they get their clutches on these people?
Unfortunately, they are very good at it. They know just how to groom a young person. It's children who are most at risk, are children who are living in poverty, children who have been thrown away by their parents. You know, they're running. They might have been, most children who are at highest risk for sex trafficking were abused sexually as children. They're just that much more vulnerable.
I wouldn't doubt that for a minute. And can you just give me a quick short story? You've got to have a success story that's come out of this. So tell me about one of your real successful graduates of the program.
Well, we just had a young lady get her GED just the other day. And, you know, it's a long process. We have a program called Project Gold. It's a drop-in center where these young women come literally 4 days after school. We provide counseling, training. We sit around a big dinner table and we have dinner together. We're building a community. Young ladies that have been sexually trafficked are the most traumatized people in our community.
Wow. Now, we're talking young people, or do some people become teenagers, matriculate to your program? How about that?
Well, actually, our primary services are for children who have been sexually abused, and those are the kids usually between 3 and 18 years old.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on, because I know that we're in a challenging environment for public safety net groups. How is your group doing? Because I know what you do is beautiful, but it doesn't come for free.
It certainly doesn't come for free. We're very fortunate that we get a lot of federal funding. We get great federal grants. Unfortunately, local funding, county and state, it's very limited. I've got a $3.6 million budget. We serve over 1,000 children and their families every year. They walk into our doors. We provide the best quality therapies at no cost to the family, and we really heal kids.
That's really, really super beautiful. If people want to learn more about Christie's House, how do they find you?
Well, we've got an excellent website, and Christie is spelled K-R-I-S-T-I, house.org. We're there.
Who's Christie?
Christie is a story of a young woman who 21 years ago, a City of Miami police officer was driving down the street, and he saw a young girl that looked oddly shaped. She was 9 years old, and she was 8 months pregnant, and she had been sexually abused by her stepfather. And the community came together, all the leaders, and they said, how could this happen? How could this young lady not have been noticed in the last 8 months? Why weren't there authorities? Where was she not in school? We have to come together, and we have to create a process where children who have been sexually abused, the community comes together in an organized manner. And that's really what we do. We bring together law enforcement, the Department of Children and Families, the State Attorney's Office, and everyone who has a piece in solving this puzzle when a child is sexually abused. And we coordinate services, we work with the parents, and we build bridges so that children and families get the services they need.
Who are some of the people in town that are really angels for you that you can give a shout out to that really help out?
My board members are fabulous. I've got a board of 25 amazing people, community leaders. And we also have people who work very closely with us from the State Attorney's Office and law enforcement and Department of Children and Family. It's really a community effort.
Is there a hotline that somebody who's abused or knows of somebody that's abused could call? Because I know that it's a state law that if somebody gets abused, that they have to call the Department of Children and Family Services or the police to report that.
Actually, what's very interesting is that every one of us is now a mandated reporter. It used to be just teachers and social workers, but now if you suspect, you're supposed to report. Yes.
Well, I really want to thank you for coming in today. Before we go, I would like you to give out the website again, spell out Christie House so people can find you, because this is one of the most important things. I know a lot of the people listening to the show regularly know that I was abused, sexually abused as a child. This is a very important thing. The person you're sitting next to right now probably has this issue somehow. So focus, get your pencil ready, go.
It's 1 out of 4 girls and 1 out of 6 boys are sexually abused by the time they're 18 years old. And it's Christie, KRISTIHOUSE.org.
You know, I really want to thank you for coming out today. This is an absolutely very important, very vital thing. I know we need to help you get the increased funding. I want to thank you so much for coming out today. Claudia Kitchens, she's the CEO of Christie House. Wanda, take it away. We'll be back right after this with more heroes from our community. We're going to have Mike Mandich on from the Miami Dolphins. He's going to talk to us about the Dolphins Cancer Cycle Challenge. It's going to be awesome. Get ready. Get your biking gear ready. Start your donations up. Mike's going to be back with us. Wanda, take it away.
Now, your mother, him, your father will condone you.
Oh, man, I just love that song. We're bopping. We got Mike Mandich here. We're going to have the best segment with him. We're going to rock the house and talk about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. You better be out on the road tomorrow morning practicing. And, hey, if you're not, you better be in your Warren Henry Auto, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock me!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, if you need a mortgage, but it's just not standardized, it doesn't fit into the standard box, it's maybe a special situation, well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll show the folks on Facebook Live. It always comes up backwards, but hey, maybe they can read it anyway. 305-773-6300. That gets you to me. I could talk to you about how to help put together your situation. Maybe you're a realtor and suddenly you've seen that the market slowed down and the property you've had your eye on, it's now priced right and you want to buy it. Call me because I can help you buy that property. That's right. If you're looking to buy an investment property, you own investment property, if it's residential, if it's commercial, I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've done billions with a B dollars in capital for real estate. So call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're on Facebook Live, Mike, so be careful. That's right. You're pointing. You're right there. That's right. We are on with Mike. Can I say it this way? My good friend, Mike Mandich. Mike is one of the top community leaders in town. He takes the lead point position on curing cancer. Mike, welcome to the show. Let's talk Dolphin Cycle Challenge.
Jimmy, what's up?
Oh, man, I'm very fired up. Very fired up. Now, tell me a little bit about this. This is the Dolphins' largest signature charity event. And in the NFL, this is pretty big by NFL standards, right?
I'd say it's big by any charitable standards. But this past year, we raised $5.1 million. Dollars for cancer research right here at University of Miami's Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. And we do that through people biking, running, walking, or simply coming out to a concert with the Counting Crows.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I know people over at Sylvester Cancer Center. I get acupuncture there. I've got my pain management from Dr. Patton. The people over there are absolutely amazing. They've got cutting-edge solutions, customized treatments, and it's absolutely the best. Now, tell me, why are the Dolphins committed to being cancer fighters?
Well, unfortunately, cancer touches way too many people, just myself included.
I love you. I don't mean to touch that, but it is a big thing. Your mom and your dad and everything.
Yes. So, but I'm not the only case.
A person that has lost loved ones in my family right now. My sister's mother-in-law just got diagnosed, and they're going through the whole process right now.
And there's only one way to cure that, and that's really simply fundraising for these research projects. And having the best talent right here in South Florida to make that possible. And I know Dr. Nimer at Sylvester is making that possible. So the DCC, which started in 2010 as a pillar partner of the Miami Dolphins and the University of Miami, has really exponentially grown and raised $16.5 million over the last 6 years. This year is certainly going to be a barn burner at that.
Well, it looks to me like you've expanded it into like a more than a weekend event. You got like a family fest, you got golf. What are some other events that people can take part of if they're not fit and bicycle friendly like a guy like you?
Well, so coming up February 11th, we're going to host DCC 7, which has cycling routes from 13 miles up to 100. Wow. And a 5K that honestly everyone can join. You have a pair of sneakers, you can come out, you can walk, you can run, you can stroll if you want. But that'll take place at the Hard Rock Stadium, newly Hard Rock Stadium, and that is
it's rocking there.
Really beautiful. We had a good season as well.
Yes.
Everyone will finish in the stadium, and then we even sell tickets to the concert separately for $32 on Ticketmaster to the Counting Crows. But anyone that participates, it's complimentary access to the concert. And they have on-field food, beverage, and 100% of every dollar that our participants raise will go directly to fund cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center.
The other thing about it is that you get to participate and get such an incredible vibe from being around such a bunch of giving and loving people. I think that's part of it. You know, people in our community, they need something like this to come together and show that there is good stuff. You know, you just came off of I-95. We got people listening on I-95, fighting their way home, whatever. But we can all pull together.
Well, if they were like me, they were on that 836, which is horrible.
I love this guy. So, but the point is that we can all come together and have some really good positive energy. And here's a way to direct it, to come together as a community. The Dolphins are a rallying point, not just for football, but for this too.
You said it best. And likewise, you get so many elements. You could do this with your family. You can come out. There's 5K. There's 13 miles. I'm doing the crazy 100 miles. I'm as crazy as you are.
I'm just a water boy. I'm just going to be squirting the people with water when they drive by. That's my gig.
We'll have nearly 4,000 participants bike, walk, run in a few weeks, and believe it or not, we're pacing well ahead of last year in our fundraising efforts. Every dollar counts. Last year alone, we had over 30,000 donations make up that $5.1 million, which you would think, oh, it's made in these massive gifts. Absolutely not.
I want you to know is that I give every year. I give to three different people. I give to Pascal, I give to Andrew Sherman, and I give to Dr. Patton, my three guys that really helped me out. And I spread it around. So I guess there's really 29,997 donors because I give three times. But, you know, I only give a couple $100, but to each guy it adds up to, you know, like $500 or whatever. And, you know, guys like me, you can contribute $500, but you don't have to. You can give $5. A little kid give you $3. It's all about contributing and being part of the energy field that we're creating here in Miami.
I mean, how often could you say every dollar is going to go to exactly where it's going to be and then stay here in South Florida? Very few times. And we transcend the Tri-County. Cancer touches us all. What else can you possibly need to find? Even if you don't want to do any of that, we have what's called a virtual ride. And that's where somebody can sign up and they can simply fundraise without even having to get off their couch.
Look, the really big important thing that I think we need to point out is that there's actually a couple. First of all, we have to really realize what a diamond we have here. No, not you. The Sylvester.
No. We know that.
The Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center is just an amazing place. You can go there. I go there once a week just for to treatment on my back. I don't have cancer, but they provide a lot of other things for people too. But and then you've got the Miami Dolphins, and I'm not here to toot Steve Ross's horn or Tannenbaum or anything. I'm here to toot your horn because I want you to know something, Mike. I've been watching this since it got started, and when it got started, some people were here that aren't here today. And I want you to know is that I'm so proud to be your friend and to do this in the name and the honor of the people that have been there from the beginning, that are the motivating force, the seminal part, the thing that brings us all together. And I want you to know it means something really special to me, having grown up a Dolphin fan, having gone to the perfect season games. I don't care. Or I remember running around throwing up the confetti and thinking this would happen all the time. Then we got Dan Marino, didn't really get all the way there. But I want you to know something, is that while we went to the playoffs for the first time in whatever it was in a long time, this is the Super Bowl for Miami Dolphins. This is it. You guys do this is the biggest charity event in the NFL, isn't it?
By a long measure.
Okay. Well, who's behind all that? Who is the person that runs that?
Well, a lot of people, but I'd like to say I take a leadership position.
You're the face of the thing. I'll say it because you're too humble.
I have a lot of humility, and my parents and my upbringing came with, it's a team effort.
I love you.
I played sports throughout my life, and you won and lost as a team, and we do that on the field, well, or on the road, and in the checkbook.
This here is the team. The team is the people that perform and activate in the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. You've got community leaders. Carlos Magoya is out there. You've got Pascal. Who are some of the other? Drop some names. Do it.
Stuart Miller is
love that guy.
CEO of Lennar, and just I can't say enough good things about Stuart. Eric Fader,
terrific guy, Matt Allen,
many other like stewards of this community that they don't only put their money, because sometimes for somebody who's very wealthy, it's easier to write a check than it is to devote their time and their effort. But not only that, a lot of people, we have over 50 corporate partners that they're putting their employees, they're coming out and volunteering. We have over 1,000 volunteers. We have 4,000, they're getting their employees to ride, run, walk. We can't do it. We have an organization with 8-9 people that work year round on it, and we focus on it year round, but we simply don't have the manpower to get, into all these organizations without a lot of help.
I'm so proud to be just a little teeny part. This is just so amazing. So I want to do it again now. How do people get info, and what roles can they play? We've got like only about a minute and a half left, so I'm done talking. It's all yours.
Basic DolphinsCancerChallenge.com, DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. You can do everything from register. You can donate to me or if you want.
Through you.
It's really, you're not donating to me. I don't see that money, but I pledged that,
now
that
I gotta,
money.
Now I got to support a fourth person now. I got the three doctors and you, bro.
I'll be sending that link to you first thing.
No problem. I already got it from you. That's actually what prompted me. When I got the link, I started planning and doing this. So how much time do we have before the cancer challenge?
So we have about 3 weeks before the cancer challenge. And again, there's the various different options, or you can just simply donate online. And we have a golf tournament coming up April 21st. But I really want to keep the focus on
you'll come back and talk about the golf. I want you to come back when everything's coming up. I want you to come back. And in fact,
I'll report on the DCC.
Exactly. I want you to call. We got, a little call in time. I want you to call in and remind everybody over the next couple of weeks. Then we'll see you out there. We'll be counting crows with you. I want to thank so much Michael Mandich, who carries the mantle in this community of fighting cancer. It's a big job, but we got a big-hearted guy doing it. Michael, one more time, how people get information.
DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. Join us February 10th for a great kickoff event, and then February 11th, out on the road.
All right. Hey, we'll be back after this. Mike Stick here. I got to get a selfie. This is just amazing. I love this guy. We'll be back with some great real estate information. We're going to have the Arsenal Family Office on next. We're going to be talking about what they see in real estate opportunities coming up back after my selfie.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins.
All right, I just had this bro fest with Mike Mandich. What a beautiful guy, I'll tell you. If that was my kid, I'd be the proudest guy in the world. So I'm telling it to you right now. All right, Miami. Mike Mandich was here, and that guy is absolutely super. And I know a big supporter of Mike and the Dolphins, and that's the guys at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They're pillars of our community. They've been around for four decades. You know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. By now, you know that that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Crank up the Dolphin song. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, River, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, River, Miami Dolphins, Miami.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. Old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
All right, you heard about my friends at IHT. They're crowdfunders. If you need a loan, you call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Need a home loan? I can help. Need a commercial loan? I can help. Need something to help you get from here to there and maybe only a year, and then you're going to go get some other financing? I can help with that too. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some clients that are from overseas. Hey, maybe they're from Russia, Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil. I can help you. I can help them get a loan. I can help you make money. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300 and I'll get you money. I'll help you finance your deal. I'll help you buy that commercial property. I'll help you refinance that deal. Maybe you own a whole bunch of properties all cash and you want to pull some out to buy another property. I can help with that too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, time saver traffic.
A recently cleared broken down car on I-95 northbound before the Airport Expressway is still causing delays until South Dixie Highway. And I have great news for Broward County. Your expressways are accident free. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that is your South Florida traffic.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been having a great show. We've had the folks on from Christie House. We've had Mike Mandich. That guy absolutely rocks. I love that guy. I wish he was my kid. He's just amazing. And now we're going to be on with an old friend of mine. He is the man when it comes to real estate investing in the family office space. It's DJ Van Curen. He's the director of the Arsenal Family Office. It's a single family office. They're up in Boulder, Colorado. He has 25 years experience in real estate finance, investment banking, and fund management. I won't tell you about the big college from Boston that he graduated from, because then he wouldn't have anything to talk about. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to the CCIMs. What a great Outlook conference they had again this year. Looking forward to going back next year. DJ Van Kuren, director of the Arsenal Family Office. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me back on. You got me all excited. I've been listening to your radio show, and it's great to hear what you've got going on.
Isn't he an amazing guy? I got to say, because he's a young guy, that kid is just amazing. Every community needs somebody like that who is just puts his face on something and runs with it. He is just absolutely amazing. I love the guy. But let's talk about you. Let's talk about the Arsenal Family Office. What type of a real estate strategy do you typically implement, and how is that going to change, if at all, to address real estate opportunities in 2017?
Sure. So from a macro perspective, we invest based upon where we see we are in the cycle, and that's across all the various asset classes. Obviously, you know, multifamily is at a different place than maybe office or retail. And then once you dig down deeper, there's going to be certain markets. You know, Miami's going to be in a different part of the cycle compared to Denver or Dallas. And so we dig down into that as well. And so we take into consideration all the economics that drives those decisions to be made. So we're cyclical investors and contrarian investors as a whole.
So then tell me a market that you think is ripe for investment. I don't want you to necessarily give it all out your strategy, but tell me what you go through and what you think about.
Well, you know, we'll look at all the general information that a lot of people would look at, perhaps housing starts. We're going to look at demographics, which is going to be a big driver. We'll also look at what's happening in the local economy. And then also, where do we feel that they are in the cycle? So a lot of the work that we do is in secondary, tertiary markets. And so, you know, one close to you guys is Orlando in the Florida area. So we're pretty bullish on Orlando and buying various assets. Another one is Columbus, Ohio. And then, you know, parts of Texas, just to name a few.
So then product type-wise, you know, a lot of people have been investing in multifamily, Texas, Florida. Some people like to go up to the Midwest where they can get a better value in their mind's eye. So I had a meeting with a friend of mine that's a, you know, single family office down here, and they've been investing in multifamily, but he's decided that maybe it's time to go on a different track, maybe do some industrial, maybe do some retail. We can now say that industrial is the new retail. Maybe do some healthcare like our guys at AHT are funding. What are your thoughts about sector just generically based on overall demographics and what you've seen in the market?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you bring up multifamily, and the reason why is because that's the majority and the biggest asset class that a lot of families will talk about. And in fact, there was a report that came out from National Real Estate Investor that the majority, and this was close to 65% of the respondents for high net worth, wanted to get into the multifamily sector. And then it was behind that was industrial, medical office, and office, and then retail. And where we see that we are in the apartment cycle is actually it's time to harvest the process. We are sellers of multifamily. And you know, we feel that the cash flows are going to rapidly deteriorate, and actually distressed apartments are going to emerge in 2018, 2019. So, you know, we're net sellers. We're going to be waiting for a downturn. We do think there's going to be some type of a recession around 2019 is our estimate, and that's when we plan on, you know, starting to get back into the multifamily side. A couple of the other areas that we actually see some great opportunity is in the housing.
Right.
And I know that you do a great job providing loans for whether it's housing or condos. You're going to love what I'm about to say because, you know, the demand for housing is slowly recovering, you know, from the deep bottom, and supply is going to remain constrained, right, because most builders have been crushed. But home building and condos, we expect to grow very rapidly, about 15 to 30% a year. And so that gives us a lot of high growth. Margins are going to remain high and likely improve for the next 5 or 10 years. So we're all in, and we see about an 8 to 9 year run And so our implication of that, we feel, is to, you know, build condos and housing. Now, that varies on market, obviously, because every market's different. But as a macro component, that is definitely what we feel on the housing side. And you're obviously a great source to help people enable to do that. The other thing that I will say is that you brought up some commercial. We're bullish on commercial, and that's because job growth remains strong, which creates demand. Supply is constrained, so rents are rising. And so we feel that there's opportunity there. So we're buying office, retail, industrial in the various markets.
Well, DJ Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? Oh, we got plenty of time. So, DJ, tell me a little bit about the principal in your office, what his investment strategy is, how he accumulated his fortune. I think it's a great indication of how a family can manage its investment perspective through cycles.
Yeah, so he, our patriarch sold his yoga company about 30 years ago for about $1 million, and he's turned that into $500 million.
Not such a bad job.
It's not too bad. That's not too bad. He's averaged a 26% IRR on over 200 deals, and his philosophy is value add. Where is there an asset that you can actually add value to? Also, where are you in the economic cycles? And historically, real estate's ran about 18.5-year cycles, which means that, you know, we should see a downturn around 2019 for a couple years. We'll see additional growth for 6-7 years, and then we expect another recession around 2029, 2030. And so there's definitely opportunity. And, you know, one of the biggest things, Jim, that I think that he has that I think people need to take to heart is that his attitude is, if I can't get a 25% IRR, I won't even look at a deal. So his expectations are much higher than those that might say I'm okay with 12 to 15. And if you're an operator or you're looking for assets and you're really wanting to find value, I think you've got to raise that bar, but you also have to be able to stomach it to make sure that you're making a good decision, because, you know, the cycle can help people and it can hurt them, that we saw, you know, in the downturn.
So is there a way for other families to invest with you? Because I got to believe a lot of them will be seeking a risk-adjusted mid-20s return. I can't believe I just threw that out.
Up until about 6 months ago, it was only friends and family.
Right.
And we just started to allow families, if they wanted to co-invest, you know, because target returns are between 19 to 22-23%. The great thing about that is it allows people to invest actually next to a patriarch in an area of where they created their wealth.
Wow.
And so, you know, we've got you know, about 10 families have decided to invest with us. We got a little bit of room left. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion, Jim, over the last year that the best place to invest if you're a family office is, you know, if you want to invest in widgets, find a family that created their wealth in widgets, see if you can co-invest with them. And not only is that a trend, but, you know, you've got somebody that's all in, which is an important thing to do or to have when you're an investor.
Well, I think I want to bring my family over there and invest with you guys too. Listen, it's time to take a break. DJ, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get some more information about co-investments with you and your family?
Sure. So they can email me at dvankeuren, that's D as in David, V-A-N-K-E-U-R-E-N, at realcapitalsolutions.com. That's Devan Curran at realcapitalsolutions.com. Or they can call me direct at 303-533-1730. And Jim, I want to thank you. You're doing a great job with everything that you're doing. And, you know, I support anybody that's looking to get some type of a loan or be helped out. You know, Jim's the person you definitely want to talk to.
Hey, listen, DJ, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us your family's focus. I hope you'll come back again, maybe in a few weeks when you close out your fund and make your first couple of acquisitions. I'd really like to hear about that. We'd really like to track you and this whole vibe through the cycle, because I know you're on top of everything.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure, DJ. I'll look forward to seeing you soon. Call me and come to us live in Miami, DJ. We need you here. Come where it's warm, buddy.
I'll actually be there the first week of February, so we'll make sure we get together.
I can't wait to see you, DJ. That's my man, DJ Van Curen. He's the big kahuna at the Arsenal family office. I'll admit it, the guy went to Harvard, but he's not one of those eggheads. He's really down to earth. He's a wonderful guy. I love that guy. Okay, Wanda, take it away. Our last segment, I'm going to talk a little mortgage, a little Vivian. It's going to be awesome. I may even elevate myself to the next world. You never know what's going to happen on the show next, but it will be great information you can use today. So Wanda, take it away, my dear.
If I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe an ice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your
Well, you know, if I had $1 million, I'd donate it to whoever could help me get a kidney for my wife. Because there's absolutely nothing more important to me right now than that woman having a better quality of life. Hey, you know, but when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. You know, if I had $1 million, I'd buy a new Warren Henry car too. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Probably bit me one of Jaguar sports cars. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep. Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
All right. Hey, if you need a loan, it won't fit into the traditional box. Your bank says no. What are you going to do? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'll tell you a little story. I got a call on Christmas, that's Friday before Christmas. Somebody called me. They said, Jim, I own this house free and clear. Can you help me get a loan? I said, I sure can. Went out there, took a look. We got the appraisal. Lady's getting her funding, and that's what we do. So you give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. We help people that are in special situations. So maybe you're a realtor and you want to buy a condo, but it's going to be an investment. What are you going to do? You're going to call me. Maybe you've got a client and they're from overseas or Canada or Asia and Russia. You go, well, how am I going to finance this Venezuelan or Colombian or Brazilian? You call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, because I can help you get that funding. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and let me give you a little bit of an insight onto the mortgage business right now. We are getting a lot of requests for the condos up and down in Brickell, Aventura, and we're getting those loans done. So there are lenders that are doing loans in the condo buildings. We're also doing a number of loans where people are taking some money out of their house to prepare for either the opportunities they see or the storm they see, or simply to send their kids to college. We can help you if you give me a call at 305-773-6300. We portfolio the loans. That means we can get creative. Give us a call. We've got a lot of high net worth individuals we work with, and they put out their money through us to help solve people's special situations. You can give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do loans in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, all the way up to Orlando. So give me a call, 305-773-6300. I want to turn my attention to Vivian and what's been going on with Vivian. As everybody knows, Vivian, we brought down a bunch of rabbis from New York with Project Renewal. They came down. They did a whole bunch of events. Crickets. Nothing for Vivian. I've actually had over 20 people now volunteer to get tested, but nobody's pulled all the way through, even with the spiritual and technical help of these guys at Renewal. They're beautiful rabbis. They get a lot of transplants done, but not Vivian, at least not down here and not yet. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to take Vivian up to New York Presbyterian Hospital. It's not going to be easy. I've got to coordinate all of her dialysis up there and down here. Then she's got to go through a whole bunch of invasive tests. But I'm going to take her up there because they have a larger pool of living donors. But that does not mean that I've given up on the spiritual people in South Florida. Only yesterday, somebody came up to me at the CCIM Outlook Conference. A CCIM guy came up to me. It's a guy I've known for many years, and he told me a secret that he's been holding back, and that's that he's an altruistic kidney donor. He gave one of his kidneys to somebody that he doesn't even know, and he has not met that person. The person needed to stay in the hospital a couple of extra days. This guy decided he was going to come back home. He has yet not even met the person he gave a kidney to. I got a word for that. That guy's a mensch. That guy's a hero. That guy's a blessing. And to me, that guy is an inspiration. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get the Renewal rabbis back here. They'll be back for a couple of weeks. At the end of January and the beginning of February, they're going to come through the city again. They're going to go again, make appeals and educate people about how you only need one kidney to live, how you can save somebody's life, how Beanie Mason saved the state of Israel with her kidney. If you don't know that story, it's up on my website, www.freedonbusiness. You see, I get a little distracted when I get into...
You can leave out the www part. I think they got that part.
Okay.
It really helps a lot.
Freedombusiness.com.
See how easy that is?
It really helps me out. Thanks for stepping in there and distracting
me. Officially I really free of the W's.
Oh, man. Thank goodness. Although, not really. The guy's going to be at the inauguration tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. So, I want to thank everybody that was here on the show. Before I go any further, I'm going to do a long close. Wanda, how much time do I have?
Two and a half.
Okay, good. Well, that's a lot of time. I want to thank Michael Mandich. I hope he's still listening. The Dolphins have provided us with Michael Mandich to come on the show today. I wish every single person could have been in the room with me and this guy. He radiates goodness and high level of spirituality. The guy is out there changing the world and saving lives. Every single life that they save with that Dolphins Cancer Cycle Challenge is a universe. And the people at Sylvester, I know many of them. They're beautiful. They keep me going. I'm sitting here on this chair. My legs are killing me. I'm going to go over there tomorrow for rehab and then for my pain treatment at Sylvester. They're amazing people. I love them. The valets, Tony, what a wonderful guy. Tony, it's like going home. And he treats all the patients afterwards when they're waiting for their car with respect. That Sylvester Cancer Place is amazing. And I've got to tell you, I'm so proud to be a member of the community that produced Mike Mandich. What a beautiful kid. What a beautiful guy. I only wish that I could have a son and that the son could be like him. He's beautiful. And that's right. So go on the Dolphins webpage. You don't even know, got to know anything. Just go to the Dolphins webpage. The link to the Cycle Challenge will be there. I sponsor all my doctors. Now I'm going to sponsor Mike, and I'm going to keep sponsoring. It's an amazing thing. I want to thank everybody that was on the show today. I want to thank Spectrum Mortgage, our sponsor, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry. I want to thank the Dolphins for serving up Mike, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association. Thank you, Howard Fabian, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go to the Trends Conference in February, the Miami Marlins. They're taking me out to the ballpark to go to the auto race today. Saturday. It should be awesome. Go out to the race. It'll be a great time. You'll see cars driving around in the stadium in the ballpark. They made a big trade today, too. High five to them. Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, and, of course, my man, Dan Summer at IHT. I want to thank you, the listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Watch us on Facebook Live. It's actually very funny. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Fried. The show's at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, friedonbusiness.com. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it up on the webpage. Hopefully tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. on next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is reality. This is your life. So go out there. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. And do that at the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. God bless that guy. I love him. Wanda, rock it away. You've got some great music playing. Turn it up. I want to dance.
How do professional traders make money in the stock market?